Lamont and Tonelli on a hump day as Lamont recovers from his kidney stone blasting that happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently has some complications, mostly pain.
Yeah.
And peeing in his pants.
Oh, come on!
Maybe we just shared that.
No, okay, Lamont just texted me.
Said he's peeing in his pants.
Yeah, oh, he says he's on painkillers.
So
a
he's
lot
incontinent.
Of, yeah, and then he says, I piss my pants, I have exactly 2 minutes. Run to the bathroom before he pisses blood.
Oh, God.
We didn't have to share that.
That's what he said.
That was your way of defending him.
Yeah.
So now, Chasta, a little bit earlier, we were talking about this ABC news station in Denver.
Uh-huh.
TV station that was doing the Petraeus-Paula Broadwell story, the affair with the CIA director.
Yeah.
And they had a clip of her, I guess like an archive clip, speaking at the University of Denver. And on the screen, I guess as part of the graphic, they decided to put a picture of the cover of the biography, which is called All In.
Yeah.
The Education of General David Petraeus, that she's the biographer for the book.
Yeah.
So now are you seeing the picture there, Chasta?
Yes, I am.
Baby Huey, good work getting it on the website. Go to the Lamont and Tonelli page so you can get an idea of what this looked like. But apparently a producer decided to search the internet for a graphic to put up along with the story, a picture of the cover of the book, and what he found on the internet he didn't realize was a doctored picture of the cover of the book. Instead of All In, it says All Up In My Snatch.
It's a very good doctored photo. You have to look to really see my snatch.
Excuse me?
Yes, you have that on tape, 703. Have fun with it, kids.
Good job, Sully.
Sully, 703.
Oh, yeah.
All right, get Chuck on that one right now.
We got it.
That is going to live on.
Yes, it will.
In infamy.
Awesome. Yay, I just threw myself under the bus.
Well, you got to give the Army credit.
Yes,
because they have. Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with the Army theme song. The as the caissons go rolling along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they decided to kind of rework it to honor the affair of General David Petraeus.
Petraeus kept cheating along.
Petraeus kept cheating along. And you know who else is chiming in on this? Is none other than Pat Robertson. 700 Club.
Oh, great.
And you got to figure this guy, he's a family guy.
Yeah.
That he is going to be absolutely upset at the fact that one of the nation's military leaders was caught with his pants down.
Definitely.
So this is Pat Robertson commenting on the affair of General Petraeus.
She is an extremely good-looking woman. He's a man.
So. He's a man.
Yeah, no big deal.
He's off in a faraway country.
Sounds like Bill Clinton. Little,
he does totally that. I mean, if you listen to the beginning of that.
Yeah.
She is an extremely good-looking woman.
Sounds just like Clinton.
Yeah,
yes.
Hey, this guy was is in a foreign country. She's throwing herself at him.
Give it a thumbs up.
Propinquity.
Yes.
That means like being close to each other. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good.
And I don't know if you saw it in the interest of fairness, the puppeteer of Elmo apparently is off the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this late last night.
The guy who accused Elmo, or the puppeteer of Elmo, of, I guess, underage sex, says now that's not the case. He's recanted his story and withdrawn his accusation. Said that he did have relations with Elmo's puppeteer, this guy Kevin Clash,
but
that they were adults, he was not a teenager, and it was consensual.
The damage is done, though. We will never look at Elmo the same. Ever.
But they had relations still.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but everything was on the up and up for the most part.
Wow.
The kid wasn't a teenager, he was an adult, it was consensual. And apparently they addressed the withdrawal of the accusation yesterday with Elmo. Here, check this out.
Elmo, stop!
Not the tiny ones like Sully.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we will find out if Alex Smith is going to play Monday night a little later on the week. Ted told us he's getting a second opinion, which is not a good sign, as he tries to recover from that concussion he suffered Sunday. Niners have the Chicago Bears at Candlestick Monday night. College basketball last night. Cal beat Pepperdine 79-62.
Go Bears.
San Jose State lost to Houston 77-75. And USF down Cal State East Bay 73-58.